Good night. Get thee to bed and rest, for thou hast need. Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. Oh, I have a faint cold fear thrills through my veins. It almost freezes up into the heat of life. I'll call them back again to comfort me. Nurse! Oh, what should she do here? My dismal scene, I need must act alone. Come, vial. What is this mixture? Do not work at all. Shall I be married again tomorrow morning? No, no. This shall forbid it. Lie down there. What if it be a poison, which the friar subtly hath ministered to have me dead, lest in this marriage he should be dishonored, because he married me before to Romeo? I fear it is. And yet, methinks it should not, for he hath still been tried a holy man. How if, when I am laid into the tomb, I wake before the time that Romeo comes to redeem me? There's a fearful point. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault, to whose foul mouth no healthsome air breathes in, and there die strangled ere my Romeo comes? Or if I live, is it not very like the horrible conceit of death and night, together with the terror of the place, as in a vault, an ancient receptacle where for these many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed, where bloody gibbet, yet the green in earth, lies festering in his shroud, where, as they say, at some hours in the night, spirits resort. Alas, alas, is it not like that I, so early waking, what with loathsome smells, and shrieks like mandrakes torn out of the earth, the living mortals hearing them run mad? Oh! If I wake, shall I not be distraught, environed with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints, and pluck the mangled gibbet from his shroud, and with this rage, with some great kinsman's bone, as with a club, dash out my desperate brain? Oh, look, methinks I see my cousin's ghost, seeking out Romeo, that it spit his body upon a rapier's point. Oh, stay! Gibble, stay! Oh, Romeo, I come. This do I drink.